McDonald. Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO,
go Max,
your sports station.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO Sports on YouTube and live streaming on our WOGO Radio Facebook page, testing out some equipment this afternoon as well. Again, the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Today's matchup starts with a split doubleheader. We'll have the McDonald Lady Max girls against the Clear Lake Warriors. Then tonight at 6:40 p.m., the McDonald Max boys against the Clear Lake boys. I'm Caleb Swenson. Sam Aberle is our on-site producer and camera operator. Gavin Bovey back at the WOGO home base in Halley. For this matchup between the 5-4 McDonald Lady Max out of the Western Cloverbelt Conference against the 6-2 Clear Lake Warriors. Both teams Division 4. You never know. You might see them again matched up as we get to the tournament. But right now it's non-conference action and certainly an opportunity for both of these teams to kind of test themselves out against a quality program. We're going to step out and be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports and WOGO Sports on YouTube as we continue to bring you the action live from Chippewa Falls this afternoon. We'll have interviews with both head coaches, starting with head coach Mel Lewis of the Clear Lake Warriors and then first-year head coach Sally Williams of McDonald. We're back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents' Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Comes to McDonald. Long cross-court feed to Emily Hartman. Hard down the lane. Beautiful touch. High with the scooting left hand off the top of the window and in.
This one dropped in the right wing corner. Centering pass right there. Oh, it went in. Oh, Sam Johnson.
Kick out. Aaron Siegenthaler. Good look at a three. You bet.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. The Clear Lake Warriors girls basketball team, the opponent for your McDonald Central Lady Max on 103.1 FM AM 680 and now live video streaming via WOGO Sports on YouTube and WOGO Radio on Facebook. Here with Mel Lewis, head coach of Clear Lake. And coach, obviously a strong start to the season so far, and now you've got a good non-conference test. What are you guys hoping to come into January at as far as playing level and being ready to test yourself in conference?
Absolutely. Well, continue to be competitive. It's obviously been a little bit of a building year for us. We lost a lot of kids last year. Them going to state's a little expectation there, but continue to grow and be competitive, and you know, we're at our best at the end of the season. So,
when you look at this year's McDonald team, if you've seen any tape on them, obviously they lost a ton of seniors from last year's state squad, and also their best returning scorer now plays at Regis. So, a young group. But a lot of coaches say, wow, their athleticism and speed really jumps off the charts.
No, I agree with that. They've always had a really good, tough program. I think we'll be comparable in the matchup as well, with both schools losing a lot of seniors. But yes, they're very athletic. They're, I think, trained and skilled well in their positions and whatnot. But I think, you know, like you said, it'll be a good test for us to see where we're at, because we may end up playing them down the line when it comes to tournament time. So, yeah.
And finally, Coach, what would you say is a strength of your team, something where if you're trying to maybe put your stamp on the game, this is what you'd see?
I think all of us just playing together. A lot of it is teamwork, you know, relying on each other with a young group we have and the varsity and experience. So we need all of us to be on the same page and working together. I think the heart and the dedication, you know, they all love this game and want to be out there. So it's just pushing each other to get the job done when we need to get done. You know, we've got a good post player, which we like to try to get the ball into her and be our leader as one of the returning stars we do have. So I'm kind of working around her as well, but a lot of it's just working together as a team and whatnot. So
Coach, we appreciate your time. Best of luck to you and the Warriors tonight and the rest of the way.
Awesome, thank you.
Head coach Mel Lewis here, WOGO Sports, again from the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Game time is coming up here at McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Follow live on 103.1 FM AM 680 and live video streaming today, WOGO Sports on YouTube.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic live at McDonald High School in Chippewa Falls. It's your McDonald Lady Max against the Clear Lake Warriors here with first-year head coach Sally Williams of McDonald. And you can, again, catch this game, WOGO Sports, on Facebook and on YouTube along with our radio broadcast. Coach Williams, been a bit since we've seen you guys, and of course there have been some weather delays and things like that too, but it seems like, for one thing, the girls are 4-0 in conference. You've taken some lumps early on, but are you starting to see, hey, we've got some light here at the end of the tunnel where we're getting to where we want to be?
Yeah, definitely. We're continuing to build on what we have and just continuing to get better each and every game and each and every practice. And I think that we've been doing that. We've making strides in different areas of the game and still looking to put it all together yet. But that's what January and February is for.
Exactly. Have there been some pleasant surprises along the way where you said, hey, this is a little bit better at this point than we thought we would be?
I think there's glimpses of the offense that have really sparked in more recently that has been like, wow, like just because we've had such game heavy and not a lot of time to practice it, that they're just taking that into consideration and just implementing into the games as they get more comfortable with each other and just with the system.
Coach, I know as they get comfortable with you and your style as well, too, and coming into the season, you just didn't know this group very well. Is this something where you're just enjoying each other more and more as, again, they get to know you and vice versa?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for them, obviously, but I've really enjoyed this group, and then I think that we've grown in just building that trust already and just, yeah, them getting to know my style and what is the expectations that I want from them and then and what they can expect out of me.
And finally, Coach, your opponent today, Clear Lake, again, another tough non-conference test that hopefully is going to make you battle-tested as you go through the rest of the first half and then the second half of the Western Clover Belt schedule. What do you see in Clear Lake that will be difficult?
Definitely their post play. I mean, we haven't seen a strong post play yet from two or three of their players in any other team. We've had maybe one really solid post, but that's probably their biggest strength and something that we're going to have to find a way to stop.
Coach, we're looking forward to it, and we'll talk to you afterward.
All right, sounds good.
Head Coach Sally Williams of your McDonald Lady Macs here from the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball here on WOGO Sports. Also, WOGO Sports on YouTube. We're live streaming on the WOGO Radio Facebook page as well. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Our producer and board operator is Gavin Bovey. Our cameraman is Sam Aberley. Yes, we have a cameraman today because as we switch, here we go, Mark can get in a shot here. We are live on YouTube and on Facebook as well as we are trying out some live video streaming capability here today as well. So a shout out to our friends at MacMan down in Eau Claire letting us utilize some equipment as we're trying this out. And hopefully this is something that can be a regular part of our WOGO Sports broadcast in the weeks and months to come. But today is the day to try it out here, the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic.
It's
perfect. It looks good. Grape, I feel a little important here now.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, and
Chris Collinsworth
thing.
Has nothing on us.
One, when I'm always looking down at my papers and things like that, too, on the radio, yeah, you can't tell. But here you can tell if I lose my place or I'm on my notes. But, again, as we look at this matchup, 6-2, the Clear Lake Warriors Division 4 team, our McDonald Lady Macs 5-4 on the season. They've taken some lumps early on against some very tough non-conference opponents. They've lost to a Division 2 team, a Division 1 team, but here they have a chance to go toe-to-toe with a fellow Division 4 team and kind of see how things stack up. And right now, McDonald again has stacked up quite well in their conference. Again, they haven't made it through that gauntlet of the Western Clover Belt all the way yet. Still on the first run-through, but they're 4-0 in conference right now. You can't get better than that.
No, this will be a great test for the girls, and Clear Lake looks very athletic out there warming up, so our girls are going to have to come ready to play this afternoon.
It's time for the Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, the honor's yours as always. What would be a Toys and Ford key or two today for the McDonald Lady Macs?
Well, I think coming off of a little Christmas break here, I think these girls, they look, just watching them warm up, I think they're looking ready to go. So I'm going to go, one of the keys is just to get off on a very, very fast start. Let's not lollygag around here, and let's just get out there and get after them right away. Let's get after a little aggression here right away at the beginning of the game.
Your Toys and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. It's the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. We're back with Game Time next on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Comes to McDonald. Long cross court feed to Emily Hartman. Hard down the lane. Beautiful touch high with a scooting left hand off the top of the window and in.
This one dropped in the right wing corner. Centering pass right there. Oh, it went in. Oh, Sam Johnson.
Kick out. Aaron Siegenthaler. Good look at a three. You bet.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back. It's McDonald Macs basketball live from the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. WOGO Sports on YouTube and the WOGO Radio Facebook page, where you can watch and listen to this afternoon's game. Clear Lake being introduced first. Annalie Munson, she's a senior. Number two, number four, Addison Warner, a junior. Alyssa Burbach, a sophomore, wears number 11. Number 13, Kaylin Kurtz, their senior post player, talented player. And rounding out the starting five, Violet Wood, a junior, number 35, for head coach Melissa Lewis. Mel Lewis, the head coach of the Clear Lake Warriors, 6-2 out of the West Lakeland Conference. On the other side, for your McDonald Max, the Lady Max, under the direction of first-year head coach Sally Williams, will be introduced shortly.
I like the Clear Lake coaches in their holiday sweaters over there.
Very Christmassy.
Yes.
And this, incidentally, is actually the first home game we've covered for the Lady Max or the Max boys this year, just the way the schedule worked out. Now, from the Western Cloverbelt Conference, you're 5-4. McDonald Lady Max, 4-0 in the WCC. Their final game of 2024. Sophomore Aaron Siegenthaler, 5'7", number zero. Then Kendall Heffler, 5'10", senior, wears number one. And Siegenthaler, Aaron's twin, 5'8", sophomore guard, number five, leads the team in assists. Chloe Flanagan, the 5'4", junior point guard, number 20. And rounding out the starting five for head coach Sally Williams, Claire Ruff, the 5'8", sophomore, number 24. So again, if you're following along at home, that's one senior, one junior, three sophomores in this starting lineup. They have a lot of talent to Sally Williams, Lady Max, and as they are continuing to get used to playing together, playing with each other, playing at the varsity level, extended minutes, and playing for head coach Williams, I think we've seen, again, a team that's really starting to find its own, and as we heard in the pregame, January and February basketball should look better than November and December basketball, and I think that's what we're going to see.
Yes, I agree. These girls are, and again, like you said, the bench is so deep there. I mean, there's one, two, three, there's six girls over there, and any one of them coming in, and we don't lose a step.
And Siegenthaler jumps at midcourt, sends it to sister Erin, and McDonald will move left to right. Clear Lake in royal blue uniforms, tops and bottoms, white numerals, black piping, white and black accents on the sides of the tanks and the shorts. As we get to the action here on WOGO, McDonald resplendent in their white uniforms with the solid royal blue numerals and lettering.
Clear Lake's playing man-to-man defense.
Kick out for Claire Ruff, an early three. That caroms off the side of the rim and out of bounds.
Goes to Clear Lake.
And Clear Lake will inbound. And thank you to our mobile camera operator, Sam Aberle, down on the court level. And now getting things worked out here is McDonald coming out with early pressure, a swat away of a pass by Ann Siegenthaler. Again, Coach Williams keeps track of deflections, and Ann and Aaron Siegenthaler and Claire Ruff lead the team in those categories.
There's another one.
Tipped pass. Chloe Flanagan slaps it back to Claire Ruff, throws right side to Aaron Siegenthaler. I think I misspoke earlier and said Ann leads the team in assists. Aaron actually has tops in that category. Aaron has it in the left corner. No score early going here on WOGO Sports. Again, debuting a live video stream on YouTube today. Check it out, WOGO Sports on YouTube. Kendall Heffler up top to Aaron Siegenthaler. Ann Siegenthaler, rather. And that was Aaron. I'm going to do that the entire season long.
Yeah,
misses him. Grappling for the rebound is Kendall Heffler.
Yes, it's a struggle keeping those two girls separate.
Aaron will inbound, two at the blocks, two in the corners. Inbounds to Claire Ruff in the right corner. Claire shoots a pass down into the paint. Kendall Heffler couldn't quite handle it, but back out to Aaron Siegenthaler beyond the arc left wing. Minute 20 gone by, first half. McDonald and Clear Lake. Chloe Flanagan driving down the right side of the lane. High off the glass, count it. Hoop in harm for Chloe.
Very good drive there.
2-0 McDonald, and Chloe Flanagan will go to the line looking for her first points of the afternoon. Free throw off the mark. Offensive rebound. Kendall Heffler puts it up and in, but that free throw unfortunately didn't hit the rim.
Yep.
And so it will be Clear Lake basketball with McDonald leading 2-0.
The Warriors check in number 30.
Here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And Siegenthaler to guard the inbound. Now, twin sisters collaborate on the trap. Ooh. Trouble down along the baseline for Addie Warner, the junior, and she loses it out of bounds to McDonald.
Again, McDonald, my key was to come out aggressive, and they got a full court press on, and they're very aggressive.
Inbounds tipped and stolen away. Returning the favor is clear. Lakes Addie Warner, the junior. She loses it out of bounds, but last touch by McDonald. It'll be back to the Clear Lake Warriors. Again, coming out of the West Lakeland Conference. 6-2 on the season after losing their first couple games. They've rattled off 6 wins in a row. Claire Ruff steps in front of a pass and steals it in the left corner. Out to the left elbow. 15-foot jumper is sweet.
That was Aaron.
Aaron Siegenthaler makes it 4-0 McDonald. Oh. Another steal. Chloe Flanagan up and in for two. And a quick timeout by Clear Lake. We'll step out and be back in half a minute. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank. And every day, our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball. Again, debuting our WOGO Sports Live video stream, so pumping that up quite a bit. Make sure you subscribe WOGO Sports on YouTube. We're also live on the WOGO Radio Facebook page. McDonald leads 6-0 here over Clear Lake. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you from the 3rd Annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Another tipped pass by McDonald. Kendall Heffler push ahead to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane. Shot won't fall for Ann. She gets it back in the right corner. Siegenthaler driving baseline. Sends a bounce pass to twin sister Aaron. That gets away from Aaron out of bounds and to Clear Lake. Again, it's been tough for Clear Lake so far to even get into their offense.
Yes, they're having a hard time getting it past half court.
Inbounds thrown into their big, their talented post player, Kaylin Kurtz, the senior. Lead feed ahead to Taryn Niles. Niles kick out left wing, Addie Warner. Back up top, Burbach, the sophomore, puts on the floor with the left hand at the foul line. Kick down along the baseline to Violet Wood. Back to Burbach up top. Swings into the post, knocked away by Claire Ruff. There's another deflection. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Bryn Olson, number 15, a senior, comes into the game for head coach Mel Lewis. Inbounds to Kurtz. Kurtz's pass knocked out of bounds. Again, quick hands by a McDonald defender. They have active hands in the passing lanes here tonight. This afternoon, it's matinee basketball here, post-Christmas. Burbach left wing, drops it into Kurtz. Kurtz back out to Burbach. Again, we don't have the benefit of heights listed, but I would say Kurtz is about 6'1". Runner in the lane, up and in for two. For Clear Lake.
Number 11.
And that's Burbach with the first basket for the Warriors. They trail 6-2 to your Lady Max with 15:06 to go here in the first half. Nice pass down low to Kendall Heffler, and she draws a foul from Kurtz. And Kendall will go to the line shooting a pair with her team leading 6-2, 15:01 left to play here in the first half. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. First free throw a little too strong for Kendall Heffler. Shelby Meyer, the junior, number 31, into the game. For Coach Mel Lewis and the Clear Lake Warriors as Kurtz takes the seat. That was just her first foul. Team second. Couple subs coming in for the Lady Max. Riley Christensen Richardson, the 5'9" sophomore, number 34. Also Emily Hartman, the 5'8" sophomore, number 31. Second free throw for Kendall Heffler. That rims out. So an empty trip for McDonald that time, and Burbach comes out of there with a rebound. Burbach throws a dangerous pass, and Heffler steps in the front of that and steals it, but called for a walk. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Burbach inbounds against Chloe Flanagan. Drops it down on the right side to Nora Burr, the sophomore. She gets tied up. Emily Hartman going down to the floor. Dump off to Burbach, and Burbach draws a foul. Couldn't get the shot to fall. That's the first whistle of the game against McDonald, going against Kendall Heffler, and Burbach going to the line shooting two. Whether you're a contractor, a business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Macs. First free throw is good for Clear Lake's Alyssa Burbach. She has all of their points early going here. And just a sophomore. Second free throw away, and that one hits all the rim, but is good as well. And Clear Lake has trimmed this to just a one-bucket deficit, 6-4. Chloe Flanagan takes it across the timeline. Throws left side to Riley Christensen-Richardson. Up top, Emily Hartman. No hesitation on a three. Front of the rim, no. Rebound pulled in by Shelby Meyer, the junior. Again, they have no lack of height on this Clear Lake team. Oh. Meyer and Kurtz in the post. Now Meyer's posting up. Outside the arc, Burbach drives into the paint. Left-handed runner, too strong off the glass. Fight for the rebound and a whistle and a foul with 14-18 to play. And that one's going to go against Emily Hartman for McDonald.
Scrapping in there for that rebound.
Kendall Heffler out. And Siegenthaler back in. Clear Lake a chance to tie or even take the lead on a three. Burbach drops it in, muscling it up high off the glass and too strong. No, with the miss was Nora Burr, out of bounds to McDonald. White City Glass, a salute to all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Ann Siegenthaler, right wing, up top to Hartman. Hartman picks up her dribble, drops it back to Ann with the bounce on the right side. Siegenthaler inside the arc, pass knocked out of bounds, staying with McDonald. Chloe Flanagan, good to see her back out there. The last time we saw these McDonald Lady Macs, that Bloomer game where Chloe went down with the ankle injury, but saw her before the boys game at the Target Center, and she was none the worse for the wear.
Nope.
13:59 to go here in the first half, 6-4. The Lady Macs inbounds to clear Ruff. Ruff in the right corner, working off a screen from Chloe Flanagan. Back out to Riley. Riley Christensen-Richardson down the lane, high off the glass for two. 8-4 McDonald. First bucket for Riley Christensen-Richardson and Chloe Flanagan. Another steal. Ahead to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane. Layup is good. 10-4 McDonald. And Siegenthaler, that was her first basket.
Yes.
Again, McDonald with relentless, frenetic pressure. Tipped pass from Claire Ruff. And that just was a gift to Clear Lake. As racing down the lane, Kaylin Kurtz, the tipped pass ended up in her hand. She scores and a foul. That one going against Ruff, her first, team's third. 10-6, McDonald leads by four. Claire Ruff is going to have to take a seat. Again, just her first foul. Kendall Heffler comes back in. And also, Aaron Siegenthaler will check in for Chloe Flanagan. So Kurt shooting one, her team down four, 10-6. The free throw is good. And just a one possession lead as Kaylin Kurtz, the senior, cuts it to three. Emily Hartman driving baseline. Her shot goes off the side of the backboard, finds Kendall Heffler in the right corner. Heffler wanted to hand it back to Hartman, and Hartman was tiptoeing out of bounds. Kick back to Riley Christensen-Richardson. Her three from straight on, no good. Kurtz powers down the rebound, walked with the basketball, and they caught it. Turnover to McDonald.
Kendall was in there grabbing at the basketball and kind of put her hands up like she didn't want to get a foul, and she didn't.
WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Again, the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Gavin Bovey at the WOGO studios in Hallie. We're also live video streaming today. Check out WOGO Sports on YouTube, WOGO Radio on Facebook. Sam Averly, our camera operator. Riley Christensen-Richardson takes the inbounds to Emily Hartman, left side. Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler backtracking beyond the arc. Flips back to Riley. Riley pulls up from 15 feet. Sweet.
Nice shot.
Two more for McDonald.
Another steal.
Another steal leads to a layup that goes too strong off the glass. For Aaron Siegenthaler, she comes out of the pack with it. Back out to Emily Hartman. She'll spot up for three off the front of the rim. No. Back to Aaron Siegenthaler. Left side, Riley Christensen-Richardson. Back out to Aaron Siegenthaler beyond the arc. to Sister Ann. Ann Siegenthaler just inside the foul line. Kick out to Emily Hartman. Head fake. Emily drives into the paint. Kick out to Riley. Riley down the right side of the lane. No look. Bounce pass back to Aaron Siegenthaler. McDonald leading 12-7. Almost a third of the way through the first half. Tiptoeing along that sideline again is Emily Hartman along the baseline, rather. Her pass tipped out of bounds as subs will come in for the Lady Macs. For the first time will be Tessa Rozowski, the 5'5" senior, one of three seniors on this McDonald roster. Inbounds to Claire Ruff. Ruff left wing, pulls up inside the arc. Back out to Ann Siegenthaler. Kendall Heffler up top between the wheels. Tessa Rozowski skips to Aaron Siegenthaler for three, right corner, no. Rebound pulled in by the Clear Lake Warriors and Violet Wood. Across the timeline, and being guarded very closely by Aaron Siegenthaler, is Alyssa Burbach. Gives up to Kurtz. Kurtz has her shot blocked in the lane. Back to Burr, and Burr up. Her shot blocked, but a chance for Shelby Meyer, the junior, will go to the line shooting two.
Fouls on Ann Siegenthaler.
Second free throw, back rim, no. Long rebound. Out to Ann Siegenthaler of McDonald. Ann steams across the timeline, far side of the floor in front of the scorer's table. Sneaks a bounce pass to Aaron Siegenthaler. Her shot swatted out of bounds by Kaylin Kurtz. Good recovery by the Clear Lake post player there.
Yeah.
Aaron Siegenthaler now to inbound. Finds Claire Ruff. Ruff spots up for three. Oh, rattles it in.
Look good.
15-8 McDonald. 11:27 to go here, first half. Ball lost out of bounds. Last touch by Burbach of Clear Lake. And McDonald has a 7-point lead and the basketball. They'll inbound from along the near side baseline. Well, plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, and that's why Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Inbounds to Claire Ruff, left wing. Fires down to Ann Siegenthaler for three. Splashed it. And Siegenthaler makes it 18-8, first double-digit lead for either team. Across the timeline for Clear Lake, Violet Wood drops down to the left corner. Ball fake there, back out to Wood. Wood trapped between Rozowski and Siegenthaler. Throws up top Kaylin Kurtz. At the foul line, bodied up, fights a pass back up top to Burbach. Working into the right corner. Along the baseline, Tess Rozowski steps in front of a pass. Now Tess wants to run. Going coast to coast, goes strong with the rebound. No, offensive rebound put back, no for Siegenthaler, and Kurtz muscles down the rebound.
Good fight underneath there. Just couldn't get that ball to fall.
Donald leading 18-8, just over 10.5 to go here in the first half. Third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. You're on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com. Also follow WOGO Sports on YouTube. Subscribe, we're broadcasting live there as well. With live video streaming. Kendall Heffler, an arm in the passing lane, knocks it out of bounds along the baseline. Chloe Flanagan will come in for Tess Rozowski. Kurtz will step out. Shelby Meyer back in. Height for height for head coach Mel Lewis. Burbach to inbound. Throws in to Annalie Munson. Her shot blocked by Claire Ruff at the left elbow. Return to sender from Claire Ruff. Just over 10 minutes to go. High post entry feed. Nice give and go look. And drawing the foul is Alyssa Burbach. That one looking to go against Aaron Siegenthaler. Five team fouls now on McDonald.
That was a very good look there by the Clear Lake offense.
Burbach has 4 of the 8 points for the Clear Lake Warriors. Trying to cut this back to a single digit deficit. And she will, making the first free throw. Again, Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating has been serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding area since 1969. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas 24/7, 365. That was just the first foul on Aaron Siegenthaler. Second free throw is good for Burbach. Makes it 18-10. 4 of her 6 points from the foul line. We traverse under 10 minutes to play here from McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Left side feed, Claire Ruff. Ruff jab stepping, working against Violet Wood. Off a screen from Kendall Heffler, give and go to Kendall. Kendall gets inside her defender, but a good recovery and a block by Shelby Meyer.
She's a tall one under there.
Burbach across the timeline. Right side, kick into the corner for three. That one rattles in and out. Robbed was Nora Burr. Offensive rebound attempt stymied by quick work from Emily Hartman. Nope. That one's staying with Clear Lake. It was last touched by Hartman along the baseline. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Inbounds to Meyer. Works it back up top to Nora Burr. They'll work back to Meyer at the high post. Burr right wing trying to force feed into the paint. Violet Wood has it ripped away from her. Claire Ruff fighting for it near midcourt. Retrieved by Annalie Munson but stolen away by McDonald. Chloe Flanagan. Up top, Emily Hartman. Hartman across the foul line. Kick out Kendall Heffler to Claire Ruff. Ruff thought about the three. Out penetrating into the lane. Ruff turning from 10 feet. Nice. Sweet. Oh, that's a pretty move in the paint for Claire Ruff, the McDonald sophomore. And it's back to a 10-point advantage for the Lady Macs. Pass knocked away from behind by Riley to Claire Ruff. Ruff, dump pass down to Chloe Flanagan. Nice. High off the glass and in for two.
Very good ball movement.
22-10, the Lady Macs, with 8:44 to go here, first half. A push ahead, driving down the right side of the lane, off the glass, no, but a foul drawn by Shelby Meyer. Clear Lake knows that their bread and butter is to get the ball to their post players, and they've got a couple very talented ones in Shelby Meyer and Kaylin Kurtz.
Yep, they just got to get the ball past half court on that press break.
22-10, McDonald, largest lead for either team. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org as Shelby Meyer hits the first free throw. 22-11. McDonald with the 11-point lead. Meyer, the second free throw, back rim, no. Good box out by Chloe Flanagan, who's giving up half a foot to Meyer. Push ahead to Hartman. Hartman down the lane, high off the glass, no. Going high for the rebound, and Siegenthaler to Chloe Flanagan. Foul line jumper rattles in and out. Meyer pulls down the rebound. She's hassled along the baseline, able to dump it off to Alyssa Burbach. Burbach on the run, left wing. Goes between her legs, knocked away by Hartman. Saved back in bounds, but right to McDonald. Chloe Flanagan, with 8:16 to play, will take it across the Bulldog logo at midcourt.
Very aggressive defense the girls are playing.
Chloe up top. Swings left side for Claire Ruff. Ruff left wing. Her team leading 22-11. They've doubled up on the Clear Lake Warriors. Riley Christensen-Richardson swings around to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler for three. Far side of the rim, no. Rebound pulled in by Clear Lake. Again, swatting hands along the baseline. Burbach has it. She's immediately doubled. Able to air it out near midcourt to Addie Warner. Warner left wing. Driving baseline, Claire Ruff picks her up. Kick out to Burbach. Wide open look at a three. That one comes up well short, out of bounds to McDonald. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Both teams are subbing very quickly, and you know, it's good to see the kids getting out there, getting some fresh legs from both teams.
Tess Wazowski back out there for head coach Sally Williams. Claire Ruff at the right elbow. Kick out to Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler swings to Tess. Tess pulls up from 15 feet. Back rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Clear Lake. It was Kobernick, the sophomore, with the rebound. 7:20 and counting to go, first half. Up top, Addie Warner. 22-11, the Lady Mags. Another tipped pass. Siegenthaler. Aaron tomahawked it loose, but Burbach retrieves in the left corner. Siegenthaler takes it away from her. They scrabble for it on the floor. Jump ball possession will go to Clear Lake. And continuing to trumpet the fact that we are live video streaming, testing out some equipment here, so you can follow WOGO Sports on YouTube. Like and subscribe, as they say. Click that bell notification so you can know whenever we go live. But, yeah, check out the live video and audio. Wogo Sports on YouTube. Nice inbounds play crashing down the right side of the lane. Taryn Niles, the freshman, and she will earn a trip to the line shooting two. And that's the second foul of the game on Ann Siegenthaler.
Yes. It is a very good ball movement there by Clear Lake.
So Niles shooting a pair. First free throw rattles out. Well, it's time. Time to call Wirzgalo Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wirzgalo Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or wirzgalo.com. Second free throw no good as well, and Siegenthaler fighting for the rebound and lost it out of bounds to Clear Lake. That was Aaron Siegenthaler, a valiant effort against Kalen Kurtz. But Kurtz able to force the turnover. Remains 22-11, an 11-point lead for McDonald. Exactly 7 minutes to go. Inbounds to Niles. Her shot swatted. Return to sender again from Claire Ruff. Kick to the right corner. Niles for three. That one no good. And Tess Rozowski with the rebound. Rozowski push ahead to Emily Hartman. Left block extended outside the arc in the left corner. Back out to Claire Ruff. McDonald swings around the perimeter. Rozowski in the right corner, working a left-handed dribble. Drops it down to Emily Hartman. Maybe could have got a reach and foul there. They're letting him play a little
bit
in the post.
They are letting him play down there.
Push down into the post to Claire Ruff. Ruff pulls up from 8 feet in the paint. That one scatters off the rim. And back to the Warriors. Clear Lake across the timeline with Burbach. Trailing 22-11 to your McDonald Lady Macs. Passel off the shoes in the corner of Addison Kobernick. Back out to Kurtz. Checked by Claire Ruff. Burbach at the foul line. Picks up her dribble. Lost the handle for a moment. Fights a pass down low. Nice look, but a point blank miss. And Kurtz has her shot swatted away. But Claire Ruff picked up the foul. And I think that's the second on Claire.
Yeah, a little body there. But, man, it almost looked like a good block.
As Coach Williams told us, they were kind of looking forward to this post matchup because they haven't really seen a team with the type of post players that Clear Lake has. First free throw is perfect for Clear Lake, and number 13, Kalen Kurtz. Give her 4 points unofficially. 22-12. Claire Ruff is going to have to sit with her second foul. 5:58 remaining here in the first half. Kendall Heffler, the senior, comes back in for Coach Williams. Second free throw, back rim, no. Good box out by Tess Rozowski to pull down the rebound. Aaron Siegenthaler across the logo at midcourt. 10-point lead for McDonald, looking for more. Emily Hartman left side to Tess. Rozowski, the senior, to Riley Christensen-Richardson up top. Crosses over on her defender, goes behind her back. At the foul line, kick out to Tess Rozowski. Tess back outside between the logo and the top of the key. Aaron Siegenthaler, right side for Rozowski. Tess floats it over to Riley Christensen-Richardson to Aaron Siegenthaler in the left corner. Aaron Siegenthaler on the floor with those, on the bench rather, with those two fouls. Same deal with Claire Ruff for the Lady Macs. Pass thrown away as Riley wasn't looking for it, and Burbach has a wide open path to the basket. Riley challenging her, swats it out of bounds, and a clean block for Riley Christensen-Richardson. There's the speed from the sophomore.
She was, she might have trying to make up for that errant pass that she had there. Throwing it into Emily, and Emily wasn't ready for it and actually ducked out of the way, thought it was going somewhere else.
Up top to Taryn Niles, the sophomore, working to Burbach, left wing. Aaron Siegenthaler right in her grill. Burbach driving baseline, and she throws a pass away, but immediately steals it right back. Ooh. And a whistle and a little nickel dimer on the reach-in from Aaron Siegenthaler. I believe that is her first as well.
Her second.
Her second, yes. And so that is the eighth team foul for the Lady Macs. Just two whistles so far against Clear Lake. They've played clean after committing the first two fouls of the game. And Burbach will now
shoot the bonus.
Shoot the 1-1 with exactly 5 minutes on the clock. And that's the best way for Clear Lake to trim this back to single digits and get back in it. Down 22-12, scoring with the clock stopped. Free throw is good for Burbach. She's been solid from the line.
The McDonald girls are taking off, but there's still one shot left.
Well, if you're looking for a bright start for your little one, McDonald Area Catholic Schools is accepting applications for the 2025-2026 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has openings in 3K, 4K, and kindergarten programs. Qualifying families can attend tuition-free, through the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program when you apply by April 17th. More in a moment. Second free throw for Burbach is good. 22-14.
Full timeout.
Timeout taken on the floor. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Lady Macs Basketball on WOGO Sports.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business.
Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom store fronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio, and WOGO Sports on YouTube. 22-14, the Lady Max lead. As we are back to the action with McDonald leading by 8. Up top, Tess Rozowski. Swings left side, Kendall Heffler. Right side, Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan at the foul line, pulls it up, back to Rozowski. In the left corner, Riley Christensen-Richardson nice. Drops it down. A beautiful give-and-go look to Kendall Heffler. And it's 24-14. McDonald back up by 10. And the foul differential certainly in favor of Clear Lake, but McDonald still playing aggressive defense. 4:19 to go here in the first half. And we'll have a boys game tonight, split doubleheader. That one's starting at approximately 6:40 p.m. this evening. McDonald boys taking on Clear Lake. I do believe an unbeaten Clear Lake boys team. Burbach, book it, a three from the right corner. Burbach has been impressive for the Clear Lake Warriors. Riley Christensen-Richardson nice driving along the baseline, takes the feed and scores.
Very nice pass from Tessa.
Rozowski with the dime. 6 points for Riley Christensen-Richardson. 9-point lead for McDonald. 26-17. Up top is Burbach. Floats it down to Kurtz in the right corner. Drops into the post to Niles. Niles is immediately double, then triple teamed, and a foul along the baseline.
Go against Chloe. Oh, no, went against Kendall.
So Kendall Heffler picks up her third foul and the 10th for the team. So double bonus here for the Clear Lake Warriors, trailing 26-17. First free throw for the freshman Niles is good. And Taryn Niles missed her first two attempts, but that one looks solid. Kendall Heffler will have to sit and bringing in Ann Siegenthaler, who has two fouls as well.
Yeah. Let's play some clean basketball second half.
Niles, the second free throw attempt, is good as well. Makes it 26-19, a 7-point lead for McDonald, 7-point deficit for the Clear Lake Warriors.
Get some offense going here now, girls.
Right side, Tess Rozowski. Leaves for Riley Christensen-Richardson. Chloe Flanagan pulls up just inside the arc. Left of the wheel, right side feed Riley. Riley for three. That one off the side of the rim. Long rebound. Tracked down by Clear Lake. That's Violet Wood. Wood across the timeline to Meyer. Meyer up top between the wheels. Against Riley. Leaves it for Burbach. Burbach immediately doubled, knocked away by Riley Christensen-Richardson, and on the floor for it, Emily Hartman. Fighting for the basketball, and possession arrow goes to McDonald with 3:05 to play.
McDonald was in a 2-3 zone there and just coming out and put the pressure on.
Coming out of the game, Tess Rozowski. Back in, Aaron Siegenthaler for head coach Sally Williams. And the McDonald Lady Max, who lead 26-19, under three to play here in the first half. Pass up top, thrown into the backcourt. That's going to be an over-and-back violation. Unforced error by McDonald will give the ball back to Clear Lake. And again, the Warriors taking advantage of McDonald foul trouble to fight their way back into this game. Again, give your child an exceptional Catholic liberal arts education in a caring small class environment, but hurry, spaces are limited. Visit McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today. Now accepting applications for the next school year, 2025-2026. Three missed from the left side, another whistle and a foul. This one going against Clear Lake. Again, just their first foul since very early on in this contest.
Yes. That one against Burr.
Her first. 7-point lead for the Lady Macs. They've led by as many as 12 here in the first half. 2:38 to go. Stepping back for three, right at the circle, back rim, no for Aaron Siegenthaler, and corrals the rebound back out to Aaron left wing. Siegenthaler up top. Had a screen for a moment, leaves for Chloe Flanagan. Right side, Riley Christensen-Richardson. Riley driving baseline, someone got a piece of her shot, knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, she was in the land of the bigs there, underneath the basket.
And inbounds coming up. Aaron Siegenthaler to trigger it in. Two at the blocks, two in the corners. Pass into Hartman. Hartman has good position, high off the glass. No, rebound pulled down by Clear Lake. Connelly Munson across the timeline, and she walked. Took a little bit of an extra hop as she tried to plant that pivot foot.
Just did a nice job getting that ball across. Ended up dragging the pivot foot.
26-19 McDonald with under 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. First half of our split doubleheader, girls and then boys, McDonald against Clear Lake. Here on WOGO Sports, also WOGO Sports live video streaming today via YouTube and the WOGO Radio Facebook page. Dangerous pass almost knocked away by Clear Lake's Shelby Meyer. McDonald retrieves into the left corner, Aaron Siegenthaler. Up top, Riley Christensen-Richardson. Just over 90 seconds to play first half. 26-19 to Lady Max. And a timeout taken by head coach Sally Williams. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Lady Max basketball on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents' Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Welcome back. WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Lady Max basketball here at home. Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, third annual edition. McDonald and Clear Lake, two Division IV teams. The Western Clover Belt Conference against the West Lakeland Conference. McDonald 5-4, Clear Lake 6-2. Lady Max out of the timeout with 90 seconds to play, leading 26-19. Chloe Flanagan has it on the left wing against Munson. Flanagan out to Siegenthaler. Elbow jumper splashed it. Good looking rhythm on that shot there from Ann Siegenthaler. And McDonald leads 28-19. Minute 12 to go here in the first half. And we are live on WOGO Sports' new YouTube channel. Check that out. Follow, subscribe, click that notification bell so you know when we go live. Planning, Lord willing, to go live again this evening with the boys' game against Clear Lake, technology permitting. Feed right side out to Burbach, who's led the way for Clear Lake, to Munson. Munson left wing with exactly a minute to play. 28-19, the Lady Max with the lead. Final minute of the first half. Dump to Meyer at the high post, fights out to Burbach. 4-3, right wing. Ooh. Splashed it.
Good shot.
She is a talented young player, the sophomore Burbach. A couple threes in a row for her, and it's a 6-point deficit now for Clear Lake. trailed by as many as 12, have cut that deficit in half. Flanagan back to Riley Christensen-Richardson, drives in hard, and she is bumped by Meyer, preventing the easy two. Smart foul by Meyer, but that will send Riley to the line, excuse me, Emily to the line, and she will shoot a pair.
It's a good find down there.
First free throw for Emily Hartman off the mark. Well, something to look ahead to. Kick off Catholic Schools Week at the Max Spaghetti Spectacular and Kids Carnival, January 26th to 2025. Second free throw no good for Emily Hartman. Back to Clear Lake, trailing 28-22. They can cut this to a single possession deficit with a three here.
She double
and
dribbled.
A double dribble near midcourt by Burbach.
Hardest call to catch by a ref, but that referee, he actually had to think about it. I was watching him, and he goes, I think she just double dribbled.
You've mentioned that before, how difficult it is to call that. You don't know if you're seeing what you think you're seeing.
Yeah.
Flanagan across the timeline. We'll see if McDonald holds for a final shot here. Riley Christensen-Richardson fires a bullet pass down to Aaron Siegenthaler. Couldn't handle it. Rebound taken by Addie Warner, and a whistle. And
stepping
on the end line and giving the ball back to McDonald was Warner with 8.9 seconds to play before the break. Tess Rozowski comes in, and she will trigger in this inbounds pass. Rozowski holding over her head with 8.9 seconds to play, finds Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan penetrates into the paint, left-handed runner, off the mark, no. Scrabble for the rebound in the corner, knocked out of bounds, going to Clear Lake with 3.6 left.
See what they can do here. McDonald's just putting the pressure on. Oh, McDonald has the ball. I thought.
Oh, excuse me. Back to McDonald. Rozowski floats it into Riley. Riley, a deep three from the logo, rims in and out. A heave from 60 feet, no good for Clear Lake. And as we hit the half, it's a six-point ball game, a good one brewing here in Chippewa Falls at the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. At the break, it's McDonald leading Clear Lake 28-22. We'll kick off Catholic Schools Week at the Max Spaghetti Spectacular and Kids Carnival. Join us on January 26, 2025 at McDonald Central Catholic High School from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a delicious spaghetti meal, carnival games, bouncy houses, prize drawings, and more. Meal prices start at just $15, and kids under 3 eat free. Can't make it? Support the cause with our basket raffle. Class baskets valued at over $200. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org for details. We'll see you there. We are back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is coverage of McDonald Lady Max Basketball, Woco Radio, and WOGO Sports on YouTube.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Comes to McDonald. Long cross-court feed to Emily Hartman. Hard down the lane. Beautiful touch. High with a scooting left hand off the top of the window and in.
This one dropped in the right wing corner. Centering pass right there. Oh, it went in. Oh, Sam Johnson.
Kick out. Aaron Siegenthaler. Good look at a three. You bet.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when mom and dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Halftime here on WOGO Sports. Again, 103.1 FM AM 680, live audio streaming at WOGO.com, where you can find the audio broadcast today, but also WOGO Radio on Facebook and WOGO Sports on YouTube. You can see our audio broadcast paired with our WOGO Sports video broadcast. Thank you to our camera operator Sam Aberley, here on site, and our producer and board op at the WOGO studios in Halle, Gavin Bovee. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. 28-22 at the break, and this is a game that feels a little closer now than perhaps it should be, as Clear Lake has certainly taken advantage of some McDonald foul trouble.
Yeah, and again, I think the McDonald girls just got to get their offense in rhythm here. Clear Lake's playing man-to-man defense, and McDonald girls are kind of struggling with that, but I think they got to get that going a little bit and get the points back up there. Clear Lake has kind of figured out how to break that press a little bit. That's been some aggression on McDonald's part there and doing very well. But I think Clear Lake's kind of figured that out a little bit. But, you know, these MAC girls just got to start converting and making some nice shots on the offensive end and see if somebody can't get hot from outside.
Well, looking at the leading scores for both sides, I think I might lean on you if I can for the McDonald leading scores, as I think as I was updating on the live stream, I may have missed a couple baskets here. But Alyssa Burbach for Clear Lake, have her down for 14 of the team's 22. It's just been a phenomenal first half for Burbach, the sophomore. 4 points for Kaylin Kurtz, 2 for Shelby Meyer, and 2 for Taryn Niles. On the other side for McDonald, I'd be interested to see what you have. I have Riley Christensen-Richardson down for 6. After that, I'm a little unsure with that.
Chloe Flanagan's got 6.
Thank you.
Ann Siegenthaler's got 7.
Ann Siegenthaler with 7 points.
Claire Ruff's got 5, and Aaron Siegenthaler with 2, and Kendall Heffler with 2.
There we go. All right, so thank you so much, because apparently I was not keeping track very well, updating it on the live video stream as well. So, again, your leading score is a lot of balance in
very
that for
much.
McDonald.
Yes, I mean, you know, you got Riley and Chloe and Ann, you know, right there with 6, 6, and 7. So good ball movement. Claire Ruff right behind him with 5. So, again, we got to see if we can't open up that offense up.
We'll step out and take a 2-minute break and be back with Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. But you know what? We won't take that break quite yet, because let's listen to how the first half sounded. Your calls of the game of the first half on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's an education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
We're ready to rock and roll with those first half highlights. They sounded like this on WOGO. Handle it, but back out to Aaron Siegenthaler beyond the arc left wing. Minute 20 gone by, first half. McDonald and Clear Lake. Chloe Flanagan driving down the right side of the lane. High off the glass. Count. Hoop in harm for Chloe. Nine to go here in the first half, 6-4. The Lady Max inbounds to Clear Ruff. Ruff in the right corner, working off a screen from Chloe Flanagan. Back out to Riley. Riley Christensen-Richardson down the lane. High off the glass for two. 24-7. Inbounds to Claire Ruff, left wing. Fires down to Ann Siegenthaler for 3. Splashed it. And Siegenthaler makes it 18-8, first double-digit lead for either team. McDonald, Chloe Flanagan. Up top, Emily Hartman. Hartman across the foul line, kick out Kendall Heffler to clear Ruff. Ruff thought about the three, out penetrating into the lane. Ruff turning from 10 feet. Nice. Sweet! Well, that's a pretty move in the paint for Claire Ruff, the McDonald sophomore, and it's back to a 10-point advantage for the Lady Macs. Passing in for two. Remains 22-11, an 11-point lead for McDonald. Exactly 7 minutes to go. Inbounds to Niles. Her shot swatted. Return to sender again from Claire Ruff. Pass thrown away as Riley wasn't looking for it, and Burbach has a wide-open path to the basket. Riley challenging her, swats it out of bounds, and a clean block for Riley Christensen-Richardson. There's the speed from the sophomore. Right side, Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan at the foul line, pulls it up back to Rozowski. In the left corner, Riley Christensen-Richardson drops it down. A beautiful give-and-go look to Kendall Heffler. And it's 24-14. McDonald back up by 10. Clear Lake 6-2. Lady Macs out of the timeout with 90 seconds to play, leading 26-19. Chloe Flanagan has it on the left wing against Munson. Flanagan out to Siegenthaler. Elbow jumper splashed it. Good-looking rhythm on that shot there. And that's how the first half sounded. Let's send it right over to Mark Maloney for Mark Maloney's military shout-outs, our halftime tradition. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we're going to shout out our son Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base. Got to do a little video with him and the family for Christmas morning. It's always fun watching those two girls. Freya's coming up on 2 years old, and she's just starting to walk right now, and she's doing really, really well and just having a blast at Christmas time. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Jory Kabishek up at Eielson Air Force Base in the North Pole. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm out at Yokota Air Force Base. Just talked with Kyle's mom and dad last night, and Nicole's getting ready to get promoted to Master Sergeant, so congratulations to Nicole. Greg Hovland is a Colfax grad at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, Arizona. Sarah Passenbovey is at the 133rd Civil Engineers out of Minnesota. Kristen Levesser is with the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Jeff Link is a Chi High grad. I got to catch up with him, along with Carter Billen. I got to see where he's at. Brandon Anderson is from Colfax in the Navy. Noah Stewart is a Chi High grad at Joint Base Bowling Air Force Base in Washington, D.C. Just moved there. Noah Christofferson is a 2021 McDonald grad in the Army. And then we got to still catch up with Matt Pulver and Marshall Lone Tree Burgess and Eliekas and the rest of them here. So we got to get caught up with everybody coming up on this new year. So thank you again to all of our military for everything they do for us.
And always feel free to add more names to the list. Contact Mark or WOGO at WOGO.com. Shoot us an email. We would love to be able to honor more of our military members. McDonald starts out the second half with a steal. Claire Ruff down the lane, comes up short from 6 feet out, but she'll track down her own offensive rebound.
Yeah, those are the ones that we need.
Up top, Aaron Siegenthaler to Claire Ruff. Ruff toes up a three, left wing, bottom. Oh.
We'll take that one, too.
Claire Ruff makes it 31-22. She has 8 points.
Steal.
Another steal. Chloe Flanagan dumps it back out to Siegenthaler, and Siegenthaler miss. Burbach grabs the rebound. Burbach across the timeline had a game-high 14 points. Talented sophomore here for Clear Lake and head coach Mel Lewis. And Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Gavin Bovey, our board operator and producer at the WOGO Radio Studios in Halley, our on-site photographer. Sam Averly running the live video stream here today. Another turnover forced by McDonald. And Kendall Heffler will inbound. Kendall Heffler, Chloe Flanagan, and an Aaron Siegenthaler and Claire Ruff. Original starting five back on the floor for head coach Sally Williams. Kendall Heffler is playing with those three fouls. McDonald has three other players with two fouls, if memory serves. Claire Ruff driving hard down the right side of the lane. No, she's knocked to the ground. Loose ball kicked out by McDonald. Bullet pass down low. Chloe Flanagan, oh my goodness, to Claire Ruff. That had some zip on it.
Chloe saw her wide open before and wanted somebody else to throw it to her, and then when she got it, she knew exactly what to do with it.
33-22. McDonald's, their largest lead of the afternoon was 12. They're close to that now. Oh my goodness, Chloe Flanagan. As soon as we get instant replay capabilities on the live video stream, we're going to have to show that.
Yes.
Out of bounds to McDonald, is unable to handle it underneath.
Shelby Meyer. Or excuse me, that was Kurtz. Kurtz is number 13, Meyer 31. Flanagan across the logo at midcourt, her team leading 33-22, 2 minutes into the second half. Aaron Siegenthaler left wing. Siegenthaler up top, Emily Hartman straight on, no hesitation for three, nicks it off the front of the rim, out of bounds, staying with McDonald, is not able to handle it underneath the hoop. It's Bryn Olsen.
You know, he's got to work the ball in and get a good shot off.
Hartman to inbound. Emily holding, tipped out of bounds as she was trying to find Aaron Siegenthaler in front of the McDonald bench. And Emily Hartman will inbound in front of that aforementioned McDonald bench. Throws into Aaron Siegenthaler, right corner. Chloe Flanagan up top between the wheels, testing with the left-handed dribble to Emily Hartman. Hartman pulls it back at the left block and threw it away. Burbach steps in front of a pass. Clear Lake on the move with Burbach. A two-on-two, she lost the handle, retrieves along the baseline, pushes a bounce pass down low, block down in the paint. Kendall Heffler comes out of there with the rebound. Not sure if that was Emily Hartman or Aaron Siegenthaler who got a piece of that shot. Hartman, right block extended.
Oh,
back out
just
to Aaron Siegenthaler and a double dribble.
Seeing the other ref on the other side didn't quite pick up on that.
We've seen that call a few times. The officials have been on top of it.
It's a, you know, that double dribble, the offender makes it look like, well, I wanted to do that. And it's part of the game, so don't call it.
33-22, McDonald, 15-23 to go, second half. Third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic this afternoon on WOGO Radio, WOGO Sports on YouTube. Burbach tips pass, stolen by Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler spinning in the lane, lost it off her sneaker. Chloe Flanagan helpfully retrieves and right back to Ann. And beautiful bounce pass down low to Aaron Siegenthaler up and in for two. Beautiful ball movement opens up the largest lead of the game for McDonald, 35-22, 3 minutes into the second half. Inbounds to Taryn Niles. Niles floats a dangerous pass, and Kendall Heffler steps in front of it like McKinney of the green and gold. Chloe Flanagan down the left side of the lane throws a pass that somehow found its way between a couple pairs of arms. Kick out to Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler for three, rims it in and out. Kendall Heffler fighting for the rebound. Possession arrow will stay with McDonald.
Good fight there by Kendall.
Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 14:37 to go, inbounds to Riley Christensen Richardson. A nice block on the three-point attempt. Shelby Meyer knocked that one, and then she walks with the basketball.
She almost looks like she twisted her ankle a little bit, but she's walking okay.
Looks like she's all right. Emily Hartman to inbound, standing on that C, spelling out Max along the baseline. Emily drops into Riley Christensen Richardson. Riley up top, straddling the arc, throws left side Aaron Siegenthaler. Looking to the post, nothing there yet. Aaron holding on a hip, swings it right side to Riley in front of her own bench. Fires it back to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan challenging Burbach, and she will earn a trip to the line, shooting two. Chloe Flanagan will go to the line for a pair of free throws.
Tried to do a little finger roll there and drew the foul.
We'll step into a world of pure imagination. McDonald Central Catholic High School and Notre Dame Middle School proudly present Roald Dahl's Willy Wonka. Join us January 30th through February 2nd for an unforgettable musical production by our talented students and dedicated Max Theater Arts Department, as the first free throw no good. Evening shows start at 7 p.m. with a special matinee on February 2nd at 2 p.m. Get your tickets now. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org and click the button to reserve your seats today. Second free throw no good for Chloe. Offensive rebound by McDonald.
Kendall just took it right out of her hands.
Aaron Siegenthaler up top, her team leading 35-22. Left side, Riley goes behind her back at the left elbow, fights it to Kendall Heffler at the foul line. Kendall to Emily Hartman, backing her defender down, comes up a little bit short. She turned and tried to score. Held ball, possession will go back to Clear Lake. Jess Rozowski comes in with Claire Ruff.
Full timeout.
Timeout on the floor. We are back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball, WOGO Radio, and WOGO Sports on YouTube.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
McDonald Lady Max Basketball, WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Gavin Bovey and Sam Aberley, our producer, board operator, and camera operator, respectively. A steal by McDonald leads to a kick out for three. Claire Ruff, right wing, no. Flying for the follow, Kendall Heffler. She nearly dunked that.
Yes, if she could
nearly
have.
Nearly, Kendall.
It would have looked beautiful. Oh, there's a travel.
And a turnover goes back to McDonald. Kendall has been telling me all season long that I need to say on the radio that she dunked it because she said no one will know. Well, now that we're live video streaming today, people will know whether or not I'm telling the truth. So we'll just say nearly a
it
dunk,
looked,
Kendall.
It looked, nearly it a dunk. It looked almost NBA-ish.
37-22, largest lead of the afternoon for your McDonald Lady Max. 13:30 to go. Feed to Kendall Heffler, spinning on her defender and drawing a foul. That one's going to go against number 13, Kaylin Kurtz, senior against senior in the post. And Kendall Heffler will earn a trip to the foul line. Her team up 15.
Kendall looked like she was almost going to try the skyhook on her.
So Heffler 0 for 2 from the foul line. First free throw here comes up short. White City Glass, a salute to all the hardworking athletes. Proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald High School Sports and WOGO for 30 years. White City Glass, a salute to all the hardworking athletes from Dale and the crew at White City Glass. Serving Western Wisconsin. Second free throw is good for Kendall Heffler. She has 5 points. 38-22. McDonald continues to extend their largest advantage of the game. Munson just inside the foul line. Kick out for a three right of the circle. Back bracket, no. Rebound pulled in by Kendall Heffler. Push ahead. Aaron Siegenthaler glides to the hoop. Count it. Nice. And a foul for McDonald.
Very nice ball movement.
Aaron Siegenthaler now unofficially with 6 points and looking for seven for the chance at three the old-fashioned way. New entrant into the game for McDonald, Lauren Buescher. Number 11, 5'10" junior, sees her first action this afternoon. As Aaron Siegenthaler's free throw is perfect. 41-22. Donald coming out on a run here in the second half. Clear Lake has not scored for the first 5 minutes of the second half. They've been stuck on 22 since halftime. McDonald, a whistle and a foul, their first of the second half. And that one going to go against Tess Wazowski.
Yep. Well, maybe she can just maybe back that press off a little bit so
Warner
keep him out of foul trouble.
Violet Wood left wing. Wood driving baseline, tries to force it into Kurtz. Kurtz with a nice catch down low. Couldn't get the shot from just inside the right block. And Claire Ruff somehow dances out of there with the basketball. And she is hip-checked hard on the far side of the floor.
Yeah.
And Claire took a hard fall. I think she's all right there, too. Again, coaching staff for Clear Lake looking on with concern. And Claire's going to try and walk this one off, but yeah. She took a tumble as she was trying to save the ball back in bounds while flying out of bounds. 41-22 with 12:42 remaining.
Did a nice job there, kind of tiptoeing that sideline there.
Buescher to inbound for McDonald to Aaron Siegenthaler across the McDonald logo at midcourt. Krasowski to Claire Ruff right wing. Ruff in front of her own bench. Slides a pass down to Buescher. Buescher has it chopped away from her and coming the other way, Munson. Annalia Munson at the left block extended. A drive along the baseline, in and out, no good for Violet Wood. Rough across the Bulldog at midcourt.
hits the brakes. Out to Rozowski, spots up at three. That one too strong. Offensive rebound, Lauren Buescher. Buescher fighting it between a couple defenders. Out to Riley. Up top, Claire Ruff. Thought about a three. Nice head fake. Driving down the right side of the lane. High off the glass. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Meyer of Clear Lake.
Nice move there by Claire.
Just over a third of the way through the second half. McDonald leads by 19, 41-22. Wood saves it along the baseline after mishandling the pass, but right to McDonald. Aaron Siegenthaler to Tess Rozowski. Tess, a beautiful Euro step down the lane. Count it.
Nice move. Again, nice ball movement.
Good work by the senior taking the pass from the sophomore. Biggest lead of the game for McDonald. We keep saying that here in the second half, 43-22. Now there's 11 and a half minutes to go in the second half. The defensive clamps for McDonald's. They force another errant pass and a turnover. After that late first half run marked by Clear Lake, they have not scored in the second half.
Yeah. Again, the pressure that McDonald's putting on them. They're playing a nice job. Staying in that 2-3 zone, giving them all kinds of trouble down there in the paint.
Chloe Flanagan jogs it across the timeline, swings right side, Emily Hartman. Hartman working off a Flanagan screen. Lauren Misfeld into the game for the first time, the 5'5" senior. Misfeld has her pass knocked away. Chloe Flanagan fighting for it, knocked out of bounds, staying with McDonald with 11-11 to go. I think your wife almost caught that one, actually. It was right in front of Lita down below. Here at Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium, McDonald boys on hand to watch. They'll be playing the title card matchup tonight against Clear Lake. Chloe Flanagan up top, standing near the collar of that Bulldog at midcourt. Right side to Emily Hartman. Hartman puts on the floor with the left hand. Flip out to Lauren Misfeld. Back to Chloe, left wing. Under 11 to go, second half. Flanagan between a trio of blue jerseys. Yeah. Lost it out of bounds. Last touch by Chloe and going back to Clear Lake.
Got really crowded down there really fast.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Taryn Niles, the young freshman across the timeline, working against Lauren Buescher. Goes right side to a kick out for a left wing three. That one no good. Buescher fighting for the rebound. Niles fighting for an offensive board and a whistle and a foul down low.
The girls are all looking
37 to go
to see who that's going to go on, and it went on Ann Siegenthaler for her third.
So that's her third. Ann has three. Kendall Heffler also with three. Second foul of the second half for McDonald. Free throw for Niles is good. And that's the first point of the second half for Clear Lake, coming with 10 minutes, 37 seconds remaining. Kendall Heffler will come in for Lauren Buescher. 20-point lead for McDonald, 43-23. Second free throw upcoming for Taryn Niles. She has all three of her points from the foul line. Second free throw looks strong, is strong, but fighting for the rebound, Kendall Heffler able to take it away as it looked like Shelby Meyer had a hand on it for a moment. Chloe Flanagan swings right side for Emily Hartman outside the arc. Hartman working a left-handed dribble, leaves left side for Lauren Misfeld to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan working off a Siegenthaler screen. And against the much taller Shelby Meyer, kicks it back out to Flanagan. Chloe up top between the wheels with 10:13 to go.
Trying to see what Clear Lake's doing, if they're zoning or playing man-to-man yet.
And shifting around, McDonald making that defense move here. High post entry feed knocked away from Siegenthaler and into the arms of Meyer. Turnover forced by the Warriors. Clear Lake across the timeline with Burbach, who hasn't scored in the second half. Kick to Niles for three. No. Rebound fought for, and Siegenthaler has it tied up with Niles, and possession staying with Clear Lake. Good fight there by the freshman. 9:44 to go here. 6-2 Clear Lake against 5-4 McDonald. Western Clover Belt Conference against the West Lakeland Conference. Two Division IV teams. Quick three from the right corner is good. And that's Burbach, her third triple of the game. She now has 17, a game high. Whistle timeout taken by Coach Sally Williams of McDonald with 9:29 to play. Full timeout. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Only the
best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Search WOGO Sports on YouTube. Catch us on the radio at 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Inbounds, Emily Hartman. Quick trigger on a three from the left corner. That one too strong. Off the McDonald timeout. Meyer with the rebound for Clear Lake. They trail by 17. Right side to Violet Wood for the Warriors. Back up top to Niles, the freshman. Didn't start the game, but she's seen plenty of playing time. Now let's kick out right side to Burbach, who has a game-high 17 points, including three triples. Burbach, high post-entry feed, Shelby Meyer. Back down to Niles, driving baseline against Kendall Heffler, has those three fouls. Niles falling, back out to Meyer. Leaves for Burbach with 8:55 to go. Still a lot of time left here for Clear Lake as they try to fight their way back into this game. High post feed, Meyer. Turns, faces the hoop, finds Niles. Niles driving baseline. Kick out Burbach on the right wing. Burbach slides a bounce pass into the post, knocked away. Quick hands by Emily Hartman, ends up in Kendall Heffler's arms. Long lead feed ahead from Chloe Flanagan to Siegenthaler. And Siegenthaler back out to Chloe. Left side, Emily Hartman. 8.5 to play. Lauren Misfelt, the senior, back up top. And Siegenthaler straight on for three. Front rim, no. Rebound fought for Clear Lake. A little bit better position as Violet Wood clears the rebound. Now with Burbach. Across the logo at midcourt, 8:15 to play. 43-26 McDonald. Non-conference game, two Division IV squads. Meyer at the left elbow. Back out to Burbach straight on. Fires into the paint. Meyer turns between a couple defenders, draws contact. Nope, you're right. Collaboration on the defense there by Ann Siegenthaler and Kendall Heffler forces the turnover on the walk. Aaron Siegenthaler now will inbound.
You think the McDonald girls would maybe want to eat up a little bit of clock here, but
see how they play it. Chloe Flanagan across the timeline now. Both Aaron and Ann Siegenthaler, Claire Ruff and Kendall Heffler on the floor. Aaron Siegenthaler for three. They left her wide open. Comes up a little bit short. Again, from our vantage point, straight on, that looked like it was going down. Kendall Heffler, Claire Ruff steps in front of a pass. Lost it out of bounds after the steal. And right back to Clear Lake. 7:44 to play here in the game. 43-26 McDonald. Bryn Olson, the senior, to inbound. Finds Burbach near midcourt. Left side to Annalie Munson, the senior. Burbach, talented sophomore up top. Kurtz has her pass knocked right back to Burbach. Burbach driving down the middle of the lane. Kick out to Meyer. Meyer from 16 feet. That's good. Left baseline jumper for Shelby Meyer. That's her first field goal. She has 4 points. 15-point deficit for Clear Lake. Your McDonald Lady Max. Now on the attack, Claire Ruff, up top Chloe Flanagan. Skip pass over to Aaron Siegenthaler in front of the McDonald bench. Aaron picks up her dribble, feeds Chloe Flanagan high on the right wing. We now traverse under 7 minutes to play in the game. Claire Ruff up top, looking to the post, finds Ann Siegenthaler right wing in front of the McDonald bench. Chloe Flanagan up top between the wheels, puts it on the floor with the left hand, runs into a double team. Claire Ruff wide open for three, left corner pocket, three rattles in. Another triple for Claire Ruff. Makes it 46-28. The Lady Max.
Her third triple.
Long three for Burbach. No. Kendall Heffler tight roping the baseline, and she stepped out of bounds after corralling that rebound.
Didn't quite get the tiptoes in there.
Chloe Flanagan out, Riley Christensen Richardson back in for head coach Sally Williams. We're here at the 30th Annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Munson to Burbach for her 4-3. That one comes up short. Fight for the rebound, and Kendall Heffler scrambling and scrabbling for it. Able to pull it in, and
got
like a whistle and a foul on Hoon for Clear Lake.
Olson.
So Bryn Olson picks up the infraction. Team's fifth. Just two whistles against McDonald here in the second half so far. They played much more cleanly than they did in the first half. Almost at the two-thirds point of the second half. 18-point lead for McDonald. 6:16 to go. Riley Christensen-Richardson picks up her dribble. Up top, Claire Ruff. Ruff, high off the glass and scores again.
Very nice.
Driving down the right side of the lane, Claire Ruff. She has a 10-point second half. 15 for the night. 48-28, McDonald. Nice feed inside. And one of the posts. Shelby Meyer for Clear Lake. Again, they're going to be troubling that West Lakeland. The post players they have. Dump off pass in the lane from Riley Christensen Richardson to Siegenthaler and Siegenthaler, but
Olson
another whistle and foul.
Yep, got another foul.
And that was the last one
timeout
to give. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back in
got to be a 30.
30 seconds on WOGO Sports and WOGO Sports on YouTube.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a 524 insured by NCUA.
Good to have you with us on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Also watch and listen to this afternoon and evening's games via WOGO Sports on YouTube. 48-30. The inbounds to Claire Ruff, and Ruff muscles one up for two.
Tough shot.
50 points on the night for McDonald. 17 for Claire Ruff. 50-30 they lead. Munson guarded by Ruff. Kicks it out of bounds. We got that one with more of a knee than a shoe. 5:27 on the clock. And we have a split doubleheader coming back for the boys' game against Clear Lake. Approximately 6:40 starts on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Inbounds into the right corner for Clear Lake. They'll work it back up top to Munson. Back to Nora Burr and now Alyssa Burbach. Burbach in the right corner. Fights a pass down low, gets it back. Burbach, a nice head fake, pulls up from 12 feet along the baseline and good.
She's a good player.
19 points unofficially for the sophomore, Alyssa Burbach. Tess Brzozowski across the timeline, muscles her way into the forecourt. Under 5 minutes to play, 50-32, McDonald with an 18-point lead. Riley Christensen-Richardson, pass to Tess Brzozowski, splits two defenders, couldn't get the shot to fall from very low on the right. Clear Lake coming out of the pack. Bryn Olson up top, swinging left side. That's Burbach, who's had the hot hand for most of the night, had 14 points in the first half. Nice give-and-go look. Tess Brzozowski, a good challenge at the hoop. Shot missed. Offensive rebound back out to Clear Lake, and Burbach has it at the foul line. Clear Lake getting their spacing situated here. Munson right of the wheel, working off a screen, knocked away by Brzozowski. Clear Lake retrieves with Addie Warner. Warner working off the pivot. Munson fires a pass into the paint and a little reach-in foul by Lauren Misfeld as she went through the body trying to knock that one away from Bryn Olson. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. 4:13 left to play. 50-32, McDonald with an 18-point lead, looking for their sixth victory of the season. Clear Lake trying to mount a comeback here. A throwaway, Burbach looking to the post. Threw it out of the reach of Nora Burr.
Well, Clear Lake is putting a little bit of pressure on him. Full court.
Emily Hartman holding. Drops it in to Tess Brzozowski. Brzozowski with a head of steam. Push ahead to Buescher. Buescher down the lane left-handed. Layup is good. 52-32. McDonald leads by 20 once again. Under four to go. Burbach throws it away. Buescher with the steal. Finds Riley. Christensen-Richardson across the logo at midcourt. Left side to Lauren Misfeld.
The senior working a right-handed dribble and picked up the pivot foot. Turnover goes back to Clear Lake. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, three generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. 3:39 to go. Here in the second half, McDonald leading 52-32. Up top, Addison Kobernick. It'll give off safely to Shelby Meyer. Meyer checked by Buescher. Right side, Violet Wood. Wood looking to the post, now puts it on the floor with the left hand. Running drive with that left hand. Can't get the shot to fall. Gets her own rebound in a crowd. Tries to push it out. Meyer retrieves, right block extended. Meyer, the junior, probing against Buescher. Leaves it back up top for Kobernick. Kobernick to Violet Wood, the junior. Addison Kobernick at the foul line to Meyer. Meyer bounce pass, and Chloe Flanagan steps in front of that one. Flanagan down the left side of the lane, challenged at the hoop. Her shot goes a little bit astray as Meyer got a piece of it. Emily Hartman, bodies flying all over the floor as Emily gets a tie up down low with 2:51 to play. And possession arrow staying with McDonald.
Good scrum there. Emily Hartman on the floor and diving after it. Clear Lake girls diving after it.
52-32 McDonald. Tess Brzozowski to inbound. Moves it over right side, Emily Hartman. Nice head fake. Gets by Meyer, drives between a couple defenders. High off the glass, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Violet Wood. Wood to Nora Burr, the sophomore. Takes it across the timeline with 2:38 to play. 52-32, McDonald with the lead. Another steal by McDonald as Tess Brzozowski this time. Going down the left side of the lane, comes up short. Offensive rebound, Emily Hartman. No, but rebound kicked back out to McDonald and Lauren Misfelt. Emily Hartman right wing. Misfelt swings to Chloe Flanagan with 2:20 to go. 52-32 McDonald. Right side, Emily Hartman. No hesitation. Quick trigger on the three. That comes up short. Rebound pulled down by Addison Kobernick. Another steal by McDonald. Lauren Misfelt to Chloe Flanagan. Chloe somehow floats it up and in. Docking under her defender and scooping with the left hand. 54-32, the Lady Macs. Nice move down the paint, whistling a foul as Taryn Niles will go to the foul line. That's where all her points have come from on the night, the afternoon. Trying to pull her team back within 20 with a couple makes here. That was just the first foul of the game, I believe, on Chloe Flanagan.
Yes, it is.
Team's fourth. First free throw for Niles off the mark. And thank you to our camera operator on site here, Sam Aberley. Check out WOGO Radio, the Facebook page, WOGO Sports on YouTube. To check out the live video stream again as we are testing out some equipment. And a shout out to our friends at MacMan and Eau Claire helping us get set up for this. Hopefully something we'll be able to keep going for the foreseeable future, if technology allows. Second free throw is good. For Niles, 54-33. Under 2 minutes to play. Coming up, we'll have the Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quick trigger on three for Brzozowski. Book it. Right wing bomb for Tess. She's good for at least one three every game, the senior sharpshooter. 57-33. Drive down the lane. Riley Christensen-Richardson tries to reject another shot. But Niles will earn a trip to the line. Again, some youthful talent for this Clear Lake team that we've seen with Taryn Niles and Alyssa Burbach, freshman and a sophomore respectively. First free throw for Niles comes up short. 57-33 our score with 93 seconds remaining in the game. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Second free throw rattles in for Niles. And 5 points, unofficially all from the foul line for the freshman. Nice push ahead to Lauren Buescher, and Buescher up and in for two from low on the right. They give the dime there to Riley Christensen-Richardson.
Good find. Good find.
59-34.
Oh. I think the refs might want to just end this.
And up and down. Travel called on Clear Lake with a minute 10 to play. 59-34 our score.
30-second timeout, Clear Lake.
We'll be back in half a minute. This is Lady Max Basketball, WOGO Radio and WOGO Sports.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Gavin Bovey, our producer, board operator. Sam Aberley, our on-site camera operator. With a minute 9 left, it's 59-34. The Lady Max, they turn it over on the inbound, so Clear Lake now on the attack. Niles running down the lane, high off the glass, no, trying to draw contact, gets an offensive rebound and stripped to the basketball by Emily Hartman. Emily wants to run, near side of the floor with 52 seconds left. Hartman up top to Rozowski, to Riley Christensen-Richardson. 59-34 advantage for the Lady Max. Rozowski back out to Riley. Riley penetrating down the lane, high off the glass, count it. 61-34 is our score. Under 30 seconds to play. And some subs coming in on both sides. So whistle and a foul with 24.1 seconds left. Sixth foul of the game for McDonald, and that will send Kim Brinker, the junior, to the line for head coach Mel Lewis. Team fouls have now evened up at six apiece. First free throw is good for Brinker, the junior. 24.1 seconds left. It's McDonald heading toward their sixth victory of the season. Second free throw, no good. Buescher clears the rebound. Finds Tess Rozowski with 20 seconds left. Tess in front of her own bench, backtracking with the dribble. And McDonald will look to run this one out.
Yep, I would think.
Emily Hartman driving baseline. Actually, Emily going for a reverse. Getting a couple more. 63-35.
Actually, her first points of the game.
And the buzzer shot a little bit too late, and that's your final scores. We hit triple zeros here in Chippewa Falls at the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Your final, the McDonald Lady Max, 63. The Clearwit Lake Warriors, 35. Clear Lake falls to 6-3 on the season. Again, a talented team that'll make a run there in the West Lakeland Conference. You would presume McDonald now 6-4 on the year. They are still 4-0 unbeaten in the Western Clover Belt Conference contests. Well, coming up will be the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports and WOGO Sports on YouTube. Once again, your final score, McDonald's 63, Clear Lake 35. We'll talk with head coach Sally Williams. We'll get you the leading scores, the stats and highlights as well. That's all ahead in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. The Lady Max win it at the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors. No business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. McDonald head coach Sally Williams joins us now. We'll see if we can get Sally on camera with us as well, too, as we're, again, trying some things out. There you are. Hi, coach.
Hi.
So, again, when we look at this team, it seems like defense leads the way for you guys. And again, the offense is becoming more and more impressive, but it starts out with defense and the number of turnovers that you forced. Again, we don't have the stat in front of us, but it was a very high number.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was nice to finally see them really start to click and just really come together today, even battling early foul trouble. We got to keep our hands off, but it's just kind of goes to show like just our aggressiveness. And in the second half, we were really starting to really open the game up.
And coach, in that second half too, able to still maintain your aggressiveness, but the team played a lot cleaner. Again, not getting the hand caught in the cookie jar quite as much with some of those ticky-tack fouls. And again, it seems like if you're going to commit a foul, you want to earn it. You want to be something, you know, to prevent an easy layup, not something where you're reaching in 30 feet for the bucket.
Yeah, exactly. Early in the first half, we were getting caught where we had great position, and then we were bailing them out, giving them the foul instead of we were in perfect position to cause another turnover where we really talked about that in halftime about being clean and just slide. You guys are there. Make them force the turnover. And then we were able to do that second half.
What was it that pleased you the most about the first half to the second half? Or maybe even the way you took the floor in the first half, because it wasn't something where it was a ton to correct from the first half other than the foul trouble, because the girls took the floor again with some ferocity today.
Yeah. No, definitely. We've been really working on just, like, coming out focused from the beginning. At times, we kind of struggle with that, and so it was really nice to see some of that zone, our press really come and cause those turnovers. And then just, I thought, overall, just crashing the offensive boards, just showing our grit today, being undersized against their, you know, 6'1", 5'11", post players. We just did a really good job, and it was really nice to see.
And you mentioned that, Coach. Again, you haven't necessarily seen post players of that size and that caliber yet. And, again, it's good for your team to be able to see that in non-conference, because you never know who you might get matched up with in playoffs. But also, there's some teams in the Western Clover Belt, you haven't played Fall Creek yet, that have some pretty sizable players as well, too. So this all, again, battle tests you for the games that really count.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what it's about. It's prep sharpening us, you know, finding those things to get us better at and being able to see so that anything that can prepare us for making a good push in the playoffs.
Well, Coach, your sixth win of the season. We talked to you after your first win, and you just keep piling them up, and we love talking with you, win or lose. But congratulations again on the 2024 half of the 24-25 season. We'll look forward to you in the new year.
Awesome. Thank you, and always a pleasure.
Thank you, Head Coach Sally Williams, again, of McDonald. The Lady Macs win at 63-35 here on WOGO Sports. We'll step out, take a two-minute break, and continue the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Back right after this.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Macs.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
And we welcome you back to the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. McDonald Lady Macs basketball, WOGO Radio and WOGO Sports on YouTube. If you missed it, you can check out and hopefully follow WOGO Sports on YouTube and check out that broadcast again. It's our new YouTube channel, and looking forward to hopefully being able to live stream many games if possible to go along with our WOGO Radio broadcast. Thank you to Sam Aberley for running the camera here on site, and Gavin Bovey back at the WOGO radio studios in Halley, our board operator and producer. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. And again, Post Glass and Mirror brings you the Post Glass postgame show. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll take a look at the stats before one final break, and coming back with the postgame highlights, Alyssa Burbach with a game-high 19 points for the Clear Lake Warriors as they fall to the Lady Macs. Burbach had 14 points in the second half, but again, that means she was held to just 5 in the second half. They did a nice job defensively on her after the break. 6 points for Shelby Meyer, 5 for Taryn Niles, 4 for Kaylin Kurtz, and 1 for Kim Brinker, as 5 different players scored for head coach Mel Lewis and the Clear Lake Warriors. On the other side, Mark, 9 different players scoring for the McDonald Lady Macs. And again, you've been helping me off the air here to see if I got my stats right. But what we have is Claire Ruff with 17 points. She had 12 of those in the second half, so 17 for Claire, 8 apiece for Riley Christensen-Richardson and Chloe Flanagan, 7 for Aaron Siegenthaler, 7 for Ann Siegenthaler. What do you know? The twins scoring the same amount. Tess Rozowski with 5, 5 for Kendall Heffler as well, 4 for Lauren Buescher, and 2 for Emily Hartman to round out the scoring for the Lady Macs.
Yes, that's a balanced attack there. So that was a great ball movement. Again, the girls kind of stepped it up in that second half. They were only, up by 6 at halftime, I think, 28-22.
And they'd led by 12 in the first half and had that lead cut in half. And so, again, credit to Clear Lake. Used the foul trouble for McDonald against them and fought their way back. But it was Again, 18 minutes on the clock in the second half. It was at the 10 minutes, 37 seconds mark in the second half before Clear Lake scored a second half basket.
Yes.
Again, just phenomenal defense.
It is. That was great defense by the McDonald girls there. And again, aggressive full court pressure right from the get-go, and that kind of put Clear Lake in the hole right away. But then they kind of cleared it up a little bit and got it working. But again, credit the McDonald girls for moving the ball around, finding the open player, and scoring some nice baskets.
Well, we've got our second half highlights coming up before we bid you adieu and then take a brief break before coming back approximately 6:40 p.m. for the boys' game against Clear Lake. We'll step out and be back right after this in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports, the Postclass Postgame Show brought to you by Postclass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Welcome back to the Postclass Postgame Show brought to you by Postclass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. It's time to take a listen to how it sounded, your second half highlights. You're on WOGO Sports. The second half sounded like this as the McDonald Lady Max leading 28-22 at the break, roar ahead and take this one by a final margin of 63-35. Up top, Aaron Siegenthaler to Claire Ruff. Ruff toes up a three left wing, bottoms it.
We'll take that one too.
Donald has three other players with two fouls, if memory serves. Claire Ruff driving hard down the right side of the lane. No, she's knocked to the ground. Loose ball kicked out by McDonald. Bullet pass down low. Cooley slamming it. Oh, my goodness. To Claire Ruff. That had some zip on it. Burbach tips pass, stolen by Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler spinning in the lane, lost it off her sneaker. Chloe Flanagan helpfully retrieves and right back to Ann. And beautiful bounce pass down low to Aaron Siegenthaler up and in for two. Beautiful. Gavin Bovey and Sam Aberley, our producer, board operator, and camera operator, respectively. A steal by McDonald leads to a kick out for three. Claire Ruff, right wing, no. Flying for the follow, Kendall Heffler. She nearly dunked that.
Yes, if she could
nearly
have.
Nearly, Kendall.
It would have looked beautiful.
Oh. Of the game. Munson just inside the foul line. Kick out for a three right of the circle. Back bracket, no. Rebound pulled in by Kendall Heffler. Push ahead. Aaron Siegenthaler glides to the hoop. Count it.
Nice.
And a foul for McDonald.
Very nice ball movement.
Brzezowski tests a beautiful Euro step down the lane. Count it.
Nice movement. Again, nice ball movement.
Good work by
Pounit.
Right to McDonald. Handling the pass, but right to McDonald. Aaron Siegenthaler to Tess Brzezowski. Tess, a beautiful Euro step down the lane. Pounit.
Nice movement. Again, nice ball movement.
Good work by the senior taking the. Claire Ruff up top, looking to the post. Finds Ann Siegenthaler right wing in front of the McDonald bench. Chloe Flanagan up top between the wheels. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Runs into a double team. Claire Ruff wide open for three. Left corner pocket. Three rattles in. Another triple for Claire Ruff. Makes it 46-28.
A little bit of pressure on him. Full court.
Emily Hartman holding. Drops it in to Tess Rozowski. Rozowski with a head of steam. Push ahead to Buescher. Buescher down the lane left-handed. Layup
nice.
Is good. 5-3. Under 2 minutes to play. Coming up, we'll have the Postglass Postgame Show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quick trigger on three for Rozowski. Book it. Right wing bomb for Tess. And that's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports as we finish up the Postclass Postgame Show. Again, brought to you by Postclass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. It's been a fun one, and so nice. You got to do it twice, as we'll come back around 6:40 p.m. for the next broadcast. The McDonald Max boys taking on Clear Lake should be a great one.
That should be a good game. You know, we got to see the boys the other day over at the Target Center, and they played really, really well against a good Altoona team. So it'll be nice to see how they come up against this tough Clear Lake boys team.
And again, a chance to get above 500 going into the new year. And Coach Adam Schilling said, hey, that would definitely be a goal after going through the non-conference slate that they did. Again, a huge shout-out to our intrepid camera operator, Sam Aberle, standing right in front of us here at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium. Again, as we are kind of learning this new live video streaming software, and please, it sure would be helpful if you'd subscribe, friends, to WOGO Sports on YouTube so we can share the word that way as we, again, debut and test out some live streaming equipment. But a big shout-out to Sam as we are kind of learning on the fly here and teaching ourselves this equipment as we go. But Sam doing a marvelous job as our camera operator and photographer. Gavin Bovey also doing wonderful work as always at our WOGO studios in Halley, keeping us on the air for this simultaneous radio and live video streaming broadcast. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying so long for now from McDonald Central Catholic High School in Chippewa Falls. Once again, at the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 63, the Clear Lake Warriors 60, rather the Clear Lake Warriors 35. This has been McDonald Lady Macs Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night. We'll be back in a couple hours. This is Lady Macs Basketball on WOGO.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyce & Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO.